Today is April 10th. My name is Sierra Clinton, and I'm interviewing Marcus at Christ Temple Church for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of occupation. Marcus, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. What is your occupation and what led you to choosing it?
Currently, I am a receptionist at Christ Temple Church, as well as an administrative assistant and project manager. Leading into it, it was kind of just a chance. My pastor gave me this position just to be flexible with my schooling, but now it's actually developed into more that my degree actually applies to.
Okay. Was this job your original plan for what you were planning in life?
It's not the original plan, or it's not really like what I desire to be in life, but now that I am in the position, it's kind of used almost as a stepping stone or a learning tool for the greater plan or goal that I have as a career in my life.
What are the hardest parts about this field and the atmosphere of the people sometimes?
The hardest part would be that we are a church-based setting, therefore in conflict resolution and times that maybe it's getting a little bit more difficult or the waters aren't so calm, you have to really word everything that you say very gently and really focus on how you articulate certain things, because it's very sensitive. We are expected as a church to essentially have no flaws. In reality, we're all human, but we also have to, we have stepped into this calling and career knowing that, so it's just very, very important. And you're not always perfect, therefore when you articulate something, it may not be what they desire, and it can hurt feelings, it can break relationships a lot easier than any other career that I've ever seen. In a business world, you can just kind of say whatever you want, but here you have to really be careful.
What is your favorite part about your job and daily occupation?
My favorite part is that for a majority of my life, I haven't been surrounded by people who support the chosen path for a career in my life. And here, every single person genuinely encourages me on that path. They support me. They're very, very friendly. And it's just been a great learning tool to step into the greater career that I have desired in my life. I've just found it to be a very fun atmosphere. And when it's not going bad though, but.
Do you think that you have made an impact in yours as well as other people's lives through this occupation?
Have I made an impact on my life?
Have you made an impact in yours as well as other people's lives?
I think it's made an impact on my life. It's just, taught me a lot of things that I would not have learned in any other position or career. As far as other people's lives, I definitely do think I've made an impact here within the general, congregation or members here of the church, but also within daily encounters and business meetings and developing other softwares here that have produced a lot more productivity in the church. And I think I've made an impact both on the business and administrative side as well as the ministerial side of the occupation.
What is the biggest thing you have had to overcome while in this field?
The biggest thing is I was essentially given the quote-unquote mission impossible of we have a particular department here at the church that is territorial, resistant, kind of works on their own basis and own terms instead of working as a team. And many have tried to make leeway there, mend relationships, but have failed, and it's gotten worse. So sitting down in an office and being told that you're the next on the chopping block as far as trying to fix what has been broken for 10 years, it's pretty difficult. But I've, you know, tried to work through that difficulty, and we're still in that process, but that was by far the most difficult thing that I've ever had to do.
Would you have chosen a different path to take if you could go back?
Looking back, I would not choose a different path. It's very interesting how decisions that I thought were wrong in the on the front end were actually the right decision. The decisions I thought were right on the front end were actually the wrong decisions. And I'm in a place that I don't think that I could have manufactured on my own. I don't think that any other job would have got me into the place that I am now, where at least I may have gotten to this point, but many, many years down the road. So I think that this has excelled and put me on way in advance of where I would have been if I would have chosen a different occupation right now or a career.
What has your job taught you about the world?
They're crazy. It's taught me that there's a lot of diverse people with a lot of different opinions, a lot of different ways of communicating, different ways of doing things. It's just taught me that everyone is different. And even though there may be some people that work in the same field, the way that they do something is different. And I think that's really important to understand, and it takes into consideration the diversity of people, and you can't just say what you want to say when you want to say it, and you can't just do certain things. It's taught me a lot, and then of course being in the field that I am in ministry, it teaches you that a lot of people go through a lot of different things, and as a culture and a society, we're very quick to come to conclusions about people, and we just judge a book by its cover. But here I've learned that if you take a look and you read into everyone, they're all different, and they're very unique and interesting ways, and they have gifts and callings and quirky things that they do, just like all of us.
What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or your life?
Critical thinking would have to be within the area that I talked about earlier of, like, the hardest thing that I've had to come up with is in the project management side of my occupation is there's so many aspects to what I do as far as that part, because I have to manage a person and make sure that they are doing their job in a timely manner with deadlines as a contract worker now, but also I have to watch out for the side of the church as far as the invoices and the payments, to make sure that we're paying properly and we're paying the correct rate or an appropriate rate, which requires a lot of research. And then on the other half of the spectrum, we have customers who buy into this print department and expect results, expect products in their timeline. Communicating, I think, is something that I have to use critical thinking in all the time. And how do I communicate to the customer? How do I communicate to the church? How do I communicate to our contract worker? And making sure that all lines of communication line up within one person, or line up within one idea, to conquer the same goal or produce the same product, to where all three aspects are happy. And that takes a lot of critical thinking, because typically those three do not line up. But there will be a day that critical thinking pays off and all three line up wonderfully, and maybe I get a raise.
What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I mean, just looking overall, just within my experience, is that experience develops you to who you are, and it all happens for a reason. I wouldn't take anything back that I've done. I wouldn't change my career. I'm happy to be in this line of work, even though culturally it can be looked down upon because I'm in a field of ministry. But I accept that, and I found out that it's a lot more depth than I believed, and there's a lot of things that I've got to learn, not just in ministry, but in life in general.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.